Nicola, brother and sister, CC. St. Helena, California, May 15, 1906. Dr. and Mrs. Nicola. My dear brother and sister, I have desired to write you sooner regarding some important matters, but have been unable to do so. While in Southern California, I contracted a heavy cold. This is now broken up, but I am left very weak. I wish to take hold of my writings, but I have carried so heavy a burden that I cannot do all that I desire to do. I have written many pages in my diary, and now have many manuscripts that should be prepared for publication, but I can work only a little each day. However, I am trying to be patient and not to feel worried. The Lord knows all about the matter, and He will be my support in my affliction. I remember with great pleasure my visit to Melrose. I appreciate the kindness you showed me while there. During my visit, I became deeply interested in your family, including your mother Martha. I pray that you may all keep your eyes off human beings and fix them upon the Lord Jesus, for He is your strength. Human judgment is not reliable, but the Lord Jesus is always reliable. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and He will direct thy paths. We need to seek wisdom of God, and learn not to make the arm of flesh our dependence. Pray, O pray, and cast your helpless souls upon the Lord Jesus, as His children. As you look unto Him, He will let His light shine into your hearts. My dear brother and sister, I am bidden by the Lord to caution you not to allow anyone to lead you from the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. Look to God for your light. Be instructed of Him. The truth is not found in the words of erring mortals, but in the instruction given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Look away from men who are laboring under deception. Let us now say, we have a work to do, and we will do it under the Holy Spirit's guidance. All I desire is that you shall be led by God, and not by one who, I know, has given heed to seducing spirits. I ask you, can we not now begin to see the fulfillment of the Scripture? Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils? 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. There is now in progress a work similar to the work that was carried on in heaven when a third of the loyal angels supposed that they must show their sympathy toward the great deceiver, because they thought he was being wronged, when, in reality, he was the foundation of all rebellion in the heavenly courts. I have great regard for you both, brother and sister Nicola, and I now beseech you, in the name of the Lord God of Israel, to withdraw yourselves from every seductive influence. Be not misled. The Lord's message to you is that when you give your confidence to one who has long been in error, but who claims to be misunderstood, you are in a danger of similar to that to which the loyal angels were exposed in the heavenly courts. The one whose judgment you respect has retained an influence over you by smooth words and fair speeches. His representations, if received and believed, will be to your eternal injury. If you do not now heed this warning, be assured you will be misled, for the enemy of our souls is working through human agencies to deceive, if possible, the very elect. A man who has been under the most solemn reproof may declare that he surrenders, but when no evidence of surrender follows such a declaration, we must, for our soul's sake, be on guard. My brother, it is vitally essential, for the eternal welfare of yourself and of your wife, that you understand that God has ordained that you shall be on guard, lest you be seduced by the deceptive influences at Battle Creek. In the name of the Lord, I warn you. I dare not present before you all that is presented to me, for you are being influenced by a deceptive power to feel that it is safe to look to a greatly deceived man as your instructor and counselor. Again, I would say, in the name of the Lord, I warn you. You have been drinking in a spirit that you do not understand and have had no experience in. Our erring brother's course is opened before me, and this is why I am instructed to lift up my voice decidedly, to tell you that the Lord has presented to me your dangers, and that He would have you heed the warnings He has given. I should be an unfaithful watchman, were I to hold my peace, when I see the very foundations of our faith being torn away by those who have departed from the faith, and who are now adrift, without an anchor. In this time, when false doctrines are being taught, we are to teach the same truth that we have taught for the past half century. I have not changed my faith one jot or one tittle, and I am pleading with God that both of you shall be able to discern clearly the difference between loyalty and disloyalty. This God calls upon every physician and every minister to do. It was a wonderful providence that brought us into possession of the Melrose Sanitarium property. Let us work out by faith God's purpose for this institution. It is to be an important outpost center from which to work the city of Boston. You, Brother Nicola, understand the instruction that the Lord has given regarding this matter. Never in any way should the Melrose Sanitarium be placed under the influence of any man or set of men at Battle Creek. Not one of our sanitariums should be swayed by plans of human devising. The Lord is to manage our sanitariums, and He positively forbids that the sanitarium at Melrose shall in any respect be under the guidance of those who have resisted the counsel of the Lord regarding the proper union of the evangelical and medical work. Were men outside of New England to have a controlling voice in your organization and plans, great perplexity would attend your work. I now say to you, in the name of the Lord, cut loose from Battle Creek. Sever every connection. The course recently taken by some to hinder the Melrose Sanitarium from forming a perfect organic union with the conferences, from which its support and patronage come, is exactly the course that God has warned us would be taken. When listening to the men who have taken this course, you are under an influence the character of which you do not realize. The spiritual understanding of some men whom we have greatly respected in past years is not now to be depended on. I will not enlarge upon these matters now, but I must express regret that Sister Nicola recently went to the Battle Creek Sanitarium, where her mind would be exposed to the subtle influences prevailing there. I should be condemned if I did not warn you both in the strongest and most unmistakable language against the danger of remaining under influences so misleading. Altogether too long have you blinded your eyes and closed your senses to the existence of these dangers. You have not understood whither you are bound, or under what influence you have been led. I cannot promise you another letter soon. If you choose to place more confidence in Dr. Kellogg's word than in the message that God sends you, then you will have taken your case out of the hands of God into your own hands, and must finally suffer the consequences. If I had not been solemnly charged by the Lord to write you these words faithfully, I would be silent. Brother Nicola, the Lord will lead you, but never, never through a human agency who is under the influence of the enemy of our souls. The Lord has given you a most favorable place in which to care for the sick and to labor in His service, and He will bless you and your wife so long as you look to Him for guidance. But if you lean upon human help, you will find that your dependence is as a broken reed. I am bidden to say to you and your wife, guard yourselves against every deceptive influence. As you do this, God will tenderly lead and guide you and bless you in your position of responsibility. In past years, you have taken a special interest in the upbuilding of the Melrose Sanitarium, and the Lord has blessed your efforts. He will still help you if you will to do His will. Do not, I beseech of you, break away from Melrose now, when you have before you so many wonderful opportunities for service. The Lord has a special work for you to do in Boston. The standard of present truth is to be exalted in that great city, and, in God's providence, you and your co-laborers are situated where you can cooperate with others in doing a noble and far-reaching work in that important center of influence. Brother Nicola, I wish to express my great thankfulness to God that you have the privilege of engaging in so good a work. This is the very work you ought to do in connection with the medical missionary work. Your position as a physician of experience and your wife's position give you influence. It has been very plainly represented to me by the Lord that you and your wife have been placed where you have many opportunities for accomplishing much good. A second physician, one who is competent to assist you, and who, withal, is sound in the faith, should be connected with you, and reliable help should also be provided your wife. This would give both of you more freedom. It is the will of the Lord, Brother Nicola, that you and your associates shall blend your talents in carrying forward the work of the Melrose Sanitarium. He desires that our people shall conduct this institution in harmony with the light that He has given. God established this sanitarium to be a means in His hands of accomplishing great good. I am instructed to say to you, my brother and sister, that you and your associates in the work at Melrose are to guard yourselves carefully against the danger of linking up with those who have been handling sacred things as they are handled by some in Battle Creek. And as the Lord has given light that Elder Farnsworth and his wife, with other workers of God's appointment, should remain in this country for a time to give the trumpet a certain sound, I would bespeak for these tried laborers your hearty cooperation in all their efforts to stand in defense of the faith. God's judgments are in the land. Whole cities and villages will be blotted out. Boston is to be warned now, and we are to allow nothing to divert our minds from the responsibility of fulfilling God's purpose in establishing the Melrose Sanitarium, which purpose He desires to work out through us. As physicians and ministers, let us labor in unity. The Lord will work with power as we strive to do our part faithfully. He will cause Boston to hear the message of present truth. Cooperate with Him in bringing this about, my brother, my sister, and He will help you, strengthen you, and encourage your hearts through the salvation of many precious souls.